Today's podcast, health savings accounts versus flexible spending accounts. Do you have access to health savings accounts, also known as HSA, or flexible spending accounts, also known as FSA, as part of your employee benefits package? Both of these options allow you to use pre-tax dollars to offset out-of-pocket healthcare costs. That's like getting a discount on certain expenses because you're paying for them with money that hasn't been taxed. What's the difference between HSAs and FSAs? In the past, one of the major differences between the two types of accounts was the FSA funds had to be used during the plan year or you forfeited them, the use it or lose it rule. HSA funds, on the other hand, could be rolled over from year to year. In late 2013, the IRS changed the rules for FSAs. Now employers can amend their FSA plans to allow participants to carry over up to $500 at the end of the year. Previously, some plans allowed a grace period of up to 2.5 months after a year end, during which you could use your remaining FSA funds. Under the new rules, employers now have the option to allow either the grace period or the carryover amount. They're not obliged to offer either option, however. Which vehicle is best? The answer to that question depends on the type of health plan you're enrolled in and your personal situation. Let's review the basics of both account types. For HSAs, HSAs are only available if you're enrolled in a qualified high deductible health plan. That is one with a minimal annual deductible of $1,250 for individual coverage or $2,500 for family coverage in 2013 and 2014. Your employer may contribute all or a portion of the deductible amount, and you may make additional contributions. For 2014, the maximum contribution amounts are $3,300 for individuals and $6,550 for families. If you're over age 55, you may make an additional catch-up contribution of $1,000. Contributions made by you or your employer are not included as gross income on your tax return. You own the funds in the account and do not lose them if you change jobs, retire, switch health care plans, or fail to use them during the plan year. If you do change health plans and are no longer enrolled in a qualified plan, you can still use your HSA funds for out-of-pocket health care expenses. You can withdraw contributions and earnings tax-free, provided that you use them for qualified medical expenses, as outlined in IRS Publication 502. Keep in mind that there's a 20% penalty for withdrawing funds for non-medical expenses. Now for FSAs. Contributions are made through payroll deductions on a pre-tax basis, which means your gross income for the year will be reduced by the amount you contribute. Your company's plan's rules will specify the amount you can put in each year. You can use the funds for the following expenses: for yourself, your spouse, or any eligible dependents, co-pays and deductibles, but not insurance premiums, any medication, including over-the-counter medications prescribed by a doctor, and some over-the-counter medical items as defined by your plan's rules. If you change jobs or lose your FSA eligibility with your current employer, your plan participation ends immediately. This means that the expenses incurred after your termination date aren't eligible for reimbursement. Your plan may allow you to carry over a balance of $500 or less to the following plan year without reducing the amount you can contribute in that year. Or it may allow you a grace period of up to 2.5 months after the plan end to use any remaining funds. Both of these features are optional, however. To help ensure that you don't lose any unused funds, it's important to review your plan document before deciding how much to contribute. Time to start saving? Both HSAs and FSAs offer attractive benefits, especially given the new rules for FSAs. If you're not taking advantage of your employer's offerings, it may be worth looking into your options during the next open enrollment period. From all of us at Miller Ferrari Wealth Management, thank you for your ears.